Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ko te kaupapa o te kōrero I tēnei rā ko te huarere. The kaupapa of today's dialogue is the weather.
He pēhia te huarere I kona.
He kino e ua ana. Waihoki e pupuhi ana te hau.
Ka aroha. Ahako te makariri e whiti ana te rā I konei. He rangi mokopuna.
Ā, taihoa ake. Ka uaina te motu katoa. E ai ki ngā matapai huarere.
Kei te hōhā haere au I te takurua.
A hautahi.
He pai ake te raumati I te takurua ki au.
Kōia. He pai noa ake te raumati I te takurua.
Nau mai te waru.
Nau mai ngā rangi pai huarere. Tēnā koutou katoa e whakarongo mai nā. Nau mai hoki mai ki te īpāho o Everyday Māori. Ko Hemi Kelly tōku ingoa.
Ko Āpera Woodfainahu.
We've just listened to today's kōrero rero, today's dialogue, which is all about te huarere. We love talking about the weather. Let's take a closer look and break it down bit by bit. Tō pātai tuatahi āpera is my dad's favourite question whenever we talk on the phone. How's the weather there?
He pēhea te huarere I kona.
He pēhea te huarere I kona. So a little note here, we can tell that this conversation is on the phone if we listen carefully to that word kona.
Kona.
Aye. There. By you. So here we are having this conversation on the phone.
It wouldn't make sense to ask that question in person, would it?
Kao, because we're both kei kone. We're both here. He pēhea te huarere I kona. That question is asking for a descriptive word. He pēhea. He pai, he kino, he aha. And so my response gives that descriptive word. He kino.
He kino. Kino being
terrible.
Terrible.
It's bad. And I go on to talk about what it's doing. E ua ana. Ua is the rain, but it's also the verb to rain. So e ua ana.
Waihoki.
Waihoki. Hau tēnei kupu.
Also.
Also. All right. Furthermore. Also. E pupuhi ana te hau.
It's windy.
E pupuhi ana te hau. All right. So it's raining. It's also windy. Waihoki is a great little word to use furthermore also to join your sentences together.
I love that kupu. Waihoki.
Waihoki.
Just sounds so good. My whakahoki was ka aroha. Ah, oh, ka aroha.
Ka aroha.
Ahakoa te makariri e whiti ana te rā I konei.
Ahakoa.
Even though, despite?
Ahakoa te makariri. So even though it's cold, despite the cold.
E whiti ana te rā I konei. The sun is shining I konei.
The sun is shining, the weather is sweet. E whiti ana te rā I konei. Nah, and then we've got the play between the two words. Ko nā, konei. So there and here. So the sun's shining here.
Kia ora.
You then give us this little phrase, he rangi mokopuna. That's a beautiful phrase. Do you know what that means?
It's a beautiful day.
In a certain season.
Oh, really?
He rangi mokopuna. So it's a beautiful winter's day.
Ah, ne. Beautiful winter's day.
So we've got some clues in the language we're using about location of the speakers, but also the season of the year. So he rangi mokopuna is used to describe a fine day in winter. Taihoa ake. Hold on. Just you wait. Ka uaina te motu katoa. So we've got the passive here of ua. Uaina te motu katoa.
So would that be the whole country will be rained on?
Aye, the whole country will be rained on. Mm. Sounds strange in English to speak like that. But it's not uncommon in te reo to use ua in the passive form. Ka uaina te motu katoa. The whole country will be rained on.
Just a quick note about the passives and the active sentences. An active version of the sentence in English would be, the rain will fall on the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
But the passive sentence would be, the country will be rained on.
Aye. Kōia.
So Kōia. It's just moving one of the two things to the front of the sentence.
Aye. An active, it's about the agent or the actor. So that's the focus. Who is performing the action? Whereas the passive, we're looking at who's been affected or what's been affected by the action.
And what's the little telltale about the passive here? Is there a way that we can get a little clue as to whether the verb's in its passive form?
I think it comes with more learning. The more learning and the more exposure we have to te reo, then we can pick out an active sentence from a passive sentence. And we become more confident in using passive sentences. It's definitely what comes next. So we learn active first, active voice, and then we learn the passive voice afterwards.
Kia ora.
E ai ki ngā matapai huarere. E ai ki. This is a useful little phrase to say according to. E ai ki a āpira. According to āpira. E ai ki a hau.
According to me.
Or e ai ki taku māmā. But here we've got e ai ki ngā matapai huarere. So according to
the weather forecast.
Te matapai huarere.
Matapai being prediction.
Aye, prediction.
Huarere being the weather. Kia ora. So kei te hōhā haereo i te takurua.
Aye, don't be afraid to drag out that hōhā. Kei te hōhā haereo. We've got macrons there. Drag it out.
Kei te hōhā haereo i te takurua.
So, what's this use of haere after hōhā? What's that doing?
Is that showing that I'm getting more hōhā? I'm e haere ana i te hōhā?
E kaha haere ana taku hōhā.
Yeah,
my hōhā-ness is growing. So if you took out haere, it would just be kei te hōhā au i te takurua. Kei te hōhā au i te takurua. I'm over winter. I've had enough of it. But you're saying kei te hōhā haere au i te takurua.
I'm getting fed up with this winter.
I'm growing tired of winter, which is very true at the moment because we're recording in winter. Takurua o hotoke. So we've got two kupu for winter.
He kupu hou tene, ki au, takurua.
Takurua.
I've always heard hotoke.
E rua, e rua. Ko taku kōrero, a hautahi. Me too. A hautahi. Me too. You might also hear a hauhoki. A hauhoki, a hautahi. To say me too.
Kia ora. He pai ake te raumati i te takurua ki au. A nice comparative sentence here.
It's true too.
It's just true.
He pono.
He pono.
He kōrero pono. He pai ake. So we're going to compare two things. Te raumati and te takurua. Summer and winter. And what are you saying? He ato kōrero i te timatanga? What are you saying at the start?
It's better.
What's better?
Te raumati.
He pai ake te raumati. And then to compare it, you're going to use
I te takurua.
I te takurua.
And then I say, kia hau.
To me.
To me, yeah, in my opinion. Right.
So, he pai ake te raumati. Summer is better than I winter, te takurua. We'll take a look at that in the last little part. We'll play with that sentence. Kōia. Kōia, absolutely. That's my response. Absolutely. Kōia. I agree. Kōia. He pai noa ke te raumati i te takurua. Now, what I've added in here, I've added in noa. He pai ake te raumati. I've added in he pai noa ake te raumati. And my translation of that is it's way better. Summer's way better than winter. So we can use noa in a comparison to make it stronger. Whakakaha ake I te whakatauritenga.
Kia ora. Anō, he kōrero pono.
He kōrero pono enei.
My whakahoki was, nau mai te waru.
Nau mai te waru.
E hoa, kōrero mai, he a te waru I tēnei rerenga.
Ai, pātai pai, what is the eight doing in this sentence? What do you understand of that phrase, nau mai te waru?
Nau mai as in welcoming something.
Ai.
And te waru meaning, I don't know.
The eight?
The eight, yeah.
Ai, so this is, you'll work it out. It's referring to, think about the Māori calendar, te maramataka. Mm. The eighth month in the maramataka, the Māori calendar, which is approximately January.
Mm.
So we're in summer.
Mm.
So when we hear about te waru, hei te waru, I te waru, if we refer to like a time as the eight, te waru, we're generally talking about summer.
Mm.
Right, in te reo. So nau mai te waru, it's like bring on summer. Nau mai te waru.
Nau mai te waru. Tino pai hoa.
Like you said, nau mai is welcoming, but it's also anticipating something. Mm. If it's coming in the future, nau mai te waru. Can't wait for summer. And I say, nau mai ngā rangi pai huarere. Like, bring on the fine weather. Nau mai ngā rangi pai huarere.
Ngā rangi pai huarere. Well, we're using rangi for like a day in this sentence, right?
Aye. Pai huarere, fine weather.
Mm.
Ka pai.
Kia ora. So now that we've broken our kōrero down, let's have a listen through one more time. He pēhia te huarere I kōrna.
He kino, e ua ana, waihoki, e pupuhi ana te hau.
Ka aroha. Ahako te makariri, e whiti ana te rā I kōnei. He rangi mokopuna.
Ā, taihoa ake, ka uaina te motu katoa. E ai ki ngā matapai huarere.
Kei te hōhā haere au I te takurua.
A hautahi.
He pai ake te raumati I te takurua ki au.
Kōia, he pai noa ake te raumati I te takurua.
Nau mai te waru.
Nau mai ngā rangi pai huarere. Hei whakatepe, to finish up, we're just going to ask each other a few pātai, and this is where you can jump in, follow along, and answer the questions as well. There's a few ways to say anything, really, in any language, and in te reo Māori, it's no different. You know, to ask someone how they are, you can, you know, two, three ways you probably can think of to ask that question. So asking someone how the weather is, there's a few ways to do that.
Mm.
And here we've got he pēhia te huarere, how's the weather? Do you know of any other ways, Eho?
E pēhia ana te huarere?
Ai, e pēhia ana te huarere. Kei te pēhia te huarere.
Kei te pēhia. Mm.
Both of those ways work.
Mm. Or can you say, kei te aha te huarere?
Ai, kei te aha te huarere. Mm. What's the weather doing?
Mm.
Ai, you hear that? So yeah, just to note there, there's a few ways we can ask this pātai. He pēhia te huarere is kind of asking for a response using he.
Mm.
And a descriptive word. E aha ana te huarere is literally asking, what's the weather doing?
Mm.
What's the weather doing?
So whatever the question is, you'll probably respond with that same sort of format. So like, kei te aha te huarere, kei te...
Ai, kei te kino te huarere I konei.
Mm.
Ai.
Ka pai. So he pātai tāku, hear me? We've used he rangi mokopuna here, which is... a specific word for a good day in winter, a good winter's day.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any other specific kupu like this for other seasons, like a day in spring or summer?
Kaore kore, no doubt. We'll have to do some research to find out.
Okay,
yeah, this is specific to hotoke, he rangi mokopuna, so a fine day in winter. There's a few for summer.
Mm.
He rangi paki.
Mm.
But rangi paki is a fine day. But you've got te paki o hewa. Te paki o hewa, which is fine summer's weather.
Mm.
Te paki o hewa. Or you hear about ruhi. Ruhi, which is a star that appears in summer's time. There's lots of beautiful phrases to talk about the weather and the different types of weather in different seasons. They just all escape me right now.
Ka pai, wa.
We made a comparison in this kōrero, comparing summer to winter, he pai ake te raumati, I te takurua, ki ahau, ki ahau. So summer is better than winter, in my opinion. Here's a phrase for you to translate. Warmth is better than cold, in my opinion.
He pai ake te wera I te makariri ki au?
Mm-hmm. Howdy do. Aye, yeah. The listener said you got it right.
Okay. Kia ora.
He pai ake te wera I te makariri ki ahau. Or he pai ake te mahana for warmth.
Mahana. So we've got I is our joining word here.
Ko, yeah.
Let's have a little...
So we don't want to hear ki. He pai ake te raumati ki te takurua. I ki. Sometimes we're not sure which one to use. But if we are making a comparison like this, we're going to use I.
Ka pai.
Okay, so now we want to add in that word that makes it way better. So here's our sentence. Chocolate is way better than bread.
So he pai noa ake. He pai noa ake, rolling that together, te tiakarete I te parawa.
Kampai I te parawa.
He pai noa ake te tiakarete I te parawa.
Koia, he tika hoki. If we're anticipating something, we're looking forward to it, we can use this little phrase to show that. And so, taking that phrase from the dialogue, how would you say, bring on the weekend?
No mai te mutunga wiki.
No mai te mutunga wiki. Koia, ka pai. He pātai anō, he kōrero anō.
Kaore aku pātai e hoa.
Ka pai, ka nui pea tērā. Tēnā koutou, e whakarongo maina. Thank you for tuning in again and following us. We'll be back again next week with a new episode.
Hei kona.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai.
Kia ukai pō anō te reo.